Mike. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, you have your opening day of your downtown location. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're really excited. Right downtown, our third store in the greater Lansing area, but right in the heart of the Capitol. All the Capitol hubbub. We opened this morning at 6:30, and we're thrilled. And if you don't want pie for breakfast, we got a lot of other goodies there too.
Well, today is the opening day, but you've got a grand opening celebration also coming up.
Yeah, that's Wednesday at 11:30 with the city folks, and we're excited about that. And there'll be a good group. We're bringing our corporate team down from Traverse City, and building owners will be there. City folks, it's going to be a great event. We're excited to be open this morning.
Why'd you choose the downtown location, which is at 200 South Washington Square?
Well, I think it's a great location. I think it's right at the, you know, that main intersection of Allegan and Washington is really where kind of the epicenter of downtown retail. And we just felt like downtown Lansing, there's so many, you know, so much good energy. It's kind of coming back, and we wanted to be a part of that. We felt very well received out in East Lansing and out in Okemos, and we wanted to, you know, kind of join the activities downtown. I think there's just a lot of good things going on down there.
Now, is that East Lansing facility, which is located on East Grand River and Hagedorn, is that a training location?
Well, we train most of the folks. We hired over 40 folks for this new store in the downtown Lansing location, and the majority of them trained in East Lansing, and we had another half dozen or so train out in our Okemos location. So these are the stores where if anyone needs from all of our stores, we have 19 now, to come in and do any kind of help, we're there to help from the different franchisees. So these are our training stores, you're right.
Mike,
and I guess the other reason we wanted to come downtown was because that's kind of my hometown, and I just love to get back and connect with the downtown that I knew as a kid.
Oh, you're a Lansing guy.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school? Oh, Waverly.
Waverly,
yeah. All right. Well, welcome home.
Well, thank you so much, Tony.
Tell us about the origins of the Grand Traverse Pie Company.
Well, my wife Denise and I started the first Grand Traverse Pie Company in Traverse City in 1996. Backing up just a bit, Denise and I met at MSU. We're both Spartans. And we graduated in 1980, moved out to California, and had careers out there, and just really longed to get back to our roots in Michigan. And basically chucked our corporate careers and started making pie in Traverse City in 1996. We had the help of a woman who owns a pie company out in the San Diego area, kind of train us, because we're not culinary folks, but we got the training we needed, and we started our journey in 96.
Okay, why pies?
Well, I guess why not pie? I mean, it's a great product, and to base a brand around. I mean, it evokes tradition, warmth, memories, family. And Traverse City seemed like a perfect place to launch that, being the cherry capital of the world. Why not make a cherry pie your signature item? So, and as long as we make great pies, I think we'll continue to, I'm obviously we'll always be passionate about pie. So we just love it.
Well, to talk more about this pie, it reminds me a lot. My mom was a great baker with pies and cobblers, but this is like a gourmet pie. How did you get this recipe together?
Well, again, Liz Smothers, the woman who owns a pie company out in San Diego, has been doing this for, she's 75 years old now, and she's a pie maker from way back. And so she'd perfected a lot of her techniques, and she was kind enough to show us what she'd learned. So Denise and I learned from her, and then we've hired great folks, and we've kind of just, the synergy of people thinking about pie, we continue to create new flavors and tweak the recipes to just, you never get tired of pie. You never get tired of creating new pies or the smell of blueberry pie coming out of the oven or pumpkin pie in the fall. I mean, it's hard to get tired of pie. Uh-huh. And then we've gone and branched out into the sandwiches, soups, salads. So we have a lot of fun developing new pot pie recipes, for example, new sandwiches, salads. So it's kind of grown beyond just the pie, but it'll always be the cornerstone of our brand.
A home base still going to remain Traverse City?
Yes. And we love it up there. We're down here for, we're going to be down here often. Our two children go to school down here at MSU. We've got three stores in this new one in Lansing. So we spend a lot of time in Lansing, but home is still Traverse City, and that's where our corporate, our support team resides.
How many locations do you have, and what are your 2011 plans for expansion?
We have 19 now, and we are in design for a 20th store in downtown Traverse City. We'll have our second store. That's a great, like Lansing, a lot of new energy, a lot of growth in downtown Traverse City as well. So that'll be store number 20. There are a couple of franchisees that are looking to grow in Lansing. I mean, not in Lansing, I'm sorry, in Michigan this year. And we'll see with these two new stores in Lansing and Traverse City. They kind of define the model for the future. You'll see a few subtle differences in these stores from the other ones. And if we are successful like we think, then we'll probably be trying to grow beyond Michigan here in the next year or so.
Mike, what are those subtle differences?
It's a little bit smaller footprint. We've got different seating options. We've got a different look. One big visual you'll see is all the furniture is reclaimed wood from three barns and a brownstone in this area. All the furniture, all the countertops, all the tables, all the chairs. So we're trying to integrate with local craftsmen when we build our facilities and build wisely. Our menu is a little bit, we've streamlined it a little bit. We've got a GT Express, we call it. If you want to come in and you're in a hurry, we've got a grab-and-go sandwich, salad, pie station right by the front door so that the folks, and I think folks downtown, some of them are on pretty tight schedules, can just pop in and out and grab something for the office. That's a new feature to the shop. So we're trying to adapt the pie company to meet the needs of, in this case, downtown Lansing, the urban office worker. How can we better meet their needs?
Mike, how do you decide the rate of growth?
Based on how we feel the existing model is working, how we feel, you know, you balance it out with how are we resonating with our guests? How do we feel how's the strength of our team, our management team, and also how do we feel, you know, the economy is, you know, what opportunities that presents. So we're not in a hurry to grow. We want to do it. We've done it. I think we've done it slowly and carefully, and we're not in a hurry. We don't have lofty growth objectives. You know, we're a privately held company. We make our own decisions. So we only want to grow when we feel like we're ready.
Mike, what can the state of Michigan do to help businesses like you as well as others succeed?
Well, I think there's been a lot of talk on, you know, business taxes. There's been a lot of uncertainty over the last few years. And when there's a lot of uncertainty on things, you tend to be more conservative and not want to take as many risks. And I think if we knew what that policy was and it was a favorable policy, then businesses can get behind that and plan towards it. The other one, and I don't know necessarily the answer, is healthcare. Those numbers, you know, those costs just go up so unpredictably, it makes it hard to plan year to year because you know you're going to have to cover whatever increases come along, and you just don't know if they're 5% or 25%. And we offer health care to our workers, and we don't want to not offer that. But again, we want to make sure that we know what's coming down the road. So the more predictability we can put out there in terms of the costs, the better we can all plan as small businesses for growth. If we don't know, then we got to hold back. And I don't think we want to be holding back in this state.
And finally, Mike, it seems like part of the atmosphere in your company is to not only take care of your employees, but to immerse yourself in the culture that you're in, like you're doing with your furniture for your new building in downtown Lansing. Where does all this come from?
Well, yeah, it comes. I think there's a lot of small businesses that are. Well, I guess I'll just speak for us. Denise and I and our team are passionate about living in Michigan. We've moved back here specifically to live in the state. We wanted to own a business that connected with our guests and our community, and we've got a lot of great business partners here in Michigan, and we want to, I think, with a little extra effort, we all can buy that much more from our neighbors. All of our fruit, our cherries, apples, strawberries, blueberries, all of our flour and sugar. The coolers are from Delfield out of Mount Pleasant. I could go on and on. The butcher block tables are from Petoskey. There are many vendors out there that are not in Michigan, but if you take the time to work with your team and find the Michigan supplier, that Michigan supplier will be willing, I bet, they'll be willing to be just as competitive as someone from out of the state if they're given the opportunity to gain the business. And that's kind of our philosophy. Let's connect with these folks, give them the opportunity to be part of the team. And in each case, they've done that. Our boxes are made here in Michigan. I could go on and on about the, you know, we're always searching for new connections to find. And I think, hopefully there are many, many businesses doing that as well.
Mike Busley is the CEO of the Grand Traverse Pie Company. This is their opening day of their downtown location. Stop by 200 South Washington Square and check it out. Mike, my wife is taking classes down at LCC, and she's going to drag me over there for a piece of pie. I can't wait.
Well, great, Tony. I'm glad to see you over there later.
All right. Welcome to Lansing. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.